Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14, 15, and 16. Mm-hmm. That is Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. Mm-hmm. I'm reading from the NIV Bible. Mm-hmm. And it reads as follows: You are the light of the world. Mm-hmm. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Mm-hmm. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Mm-hmm. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Mm-hmm. In the same way, let your light shine before others, mm-hmm. that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. I want to speak today on the topic, Let Your Light Shine, mm-hmm. Part 1. Mm-hmm. Let Your Light Shine, Part 1. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, mm-hmm. we thank you for this word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us, guiding us, and leading us. Mm-hmm. Father, pray, Lord, that you'll give me the words to speak, Lord. I move out your way. I humble myself in thy presence. Have your way, Lord. May this word touch many. I thank you and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Jesus spoke these words of our scripture during his Sermon on the Mount. Mm-hmm. He wanted to encourage us to and also wanted to tell us mm-hmm. that we are God's creation,
yep.
and that we are special. Since God is the light and we are a creation, the very creation of God, then that makes us light as well. Amen?
Amen.
Now, like I said before, this is going to be part one. I'm going to be pretty generic on this part. Just want to touch it from a human standpoint. Mm-hmm. Part two will be more spiritual. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read the scripture again, which says, you are the light of the world. Mm-hmm. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Mm-hmm. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone, everyone in the house. Mm-hmm. In the same manner, let your light shine before others, mm-hmm. that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Mm-hmm. Let's think about this for a second. We are a light to a world full of darkness.
That's right.
We are a light to those who do not know God. Mm-hmm. We are a light because we are children of God. Mm. Here's the thing. All of us are children of God because God created all of us. And God has given each of us specific talents. Mm-hmm. Let me run down some of the talents. Some of the gifts or abilities that God has given each of us. Mm-hmm. Some are good at music. Mm-hmm. Some are good at teaching. Then there's the gift of motivating others. Mm-hmm. The gift of treating others medically or psychologically. Mm-hmm. The ability to make money. Mm-hmm. The ability to help others legally. Mm-hmm. The ability to protect others. The ability to advise others, mm-hmm. whether it is through insurance or banking, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. The ability to sell, mm-hmm. the ability to lead, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. We all have something that we're good at,
that's
correct?
Yep.
Verse 15 says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand. And it gives light to everyone in the house. In plain English, since we have these gifts that should be used for positive things, and if we are not using them in positive ways, we are not letting our light shine to help others. We are, in essence, putting our gifts, our abilities on hold or under a table to no one's benefit, including ourselves. I will break this down by using some real life examples. I will start by using musicians. The radio is full of songs and messages through music. Some of the songs are not promoting anything positive, and the language used in some of the songs are insulting. Not everyone is guilty of this, but there are some who have made a fortune speaking negatively about women, about gender, etc. And I won't even mention how sexually explicit some of the material is. Then there are financial advisors who have the gift of making and managing money, who conjure up Ponzi schemes designed to make themselves rich and fool many people out of their retirement money or their investments. I won't name any names. What about the medical profession? They have the gift of treating others, yet there are some who mistreat patients, especially the elderly. Then you have some that run tests, not to better treat their patients, but to run up their bill and their profits.
That's true.
Then there are cults that have leaders who have the gift of leading others. But all they do is lead others astray for their own benefit. The same can be said about some leaders of nations that have led their nations or countries to ruin. The same can be said about some church leaders. I'm going to put an end right there. Now we have some attorneys. They have the gift of discerning legal matters. But there are some attorneys that take cases not to help their clients, but to run up billable hours. Now we have some teachers that are in school right this second who are not using their ability to teach others, but abusing this privilege and abusing their students. Police officers. Nobody talks about the men and women in blue. Police officers have the gift of protecting others. There are some police officers, not all, but there are some who misuse that gift by not protecting everyone equally or abusing their power by abusing others. Now let me get to something close to my heart. There are insurance agents who have the gift or ability to write and understand an insurance policy, but they misuse their gift by selling you a policy that you do not need, give you inadequate coverage, or won't sell you a policy at all based on your race, gender, or where you live. Now, there are some insurance adjusters, I'm not one of them, thank God, who have the gift of handling and settling your loss, but misuse their gift by underpaying your claim or denying coverage when the loss should be covered. Now, there are some contractors, ladies and gentlemen, who have the gift of building or repairing your home. Some, not all, are storm chasers who could care less about you and your home, but want to show as much damage as possible to pad their pockets and defraud insurance companies. Then there are some companies who sign you up for repairs, collect your money, and disappear. I have just given you many examples of misusing your gift, or in other words, not letting your light shine. Jesus said that we should let our light shine so that everyone can benefit from it. In verse 16, Jesus states the following: in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds, underline the word good, and glorify your Father in heaven. In other words, the efforts that we use not to let our light shine. We should put that same effort forth to let our light shine. If we use our benefit, our gifts to benefit others, we are glorifying God, and He will be pleased, and we will be blessed as a result. Because God is the ultimate light, and if we let our light shine, we're glorifying Him. Now, think about how different this world would be if everyone let their light shine. Wow. All the examples I gave you, whether it be insurance adjusters, financial advisors, bankers, whatever, police officers, doctors, lawyers, all that would be different. Everyone would be treated the same. Nobody would be in for their own personal gain. Everyone would treat everybody with respect and with love and with care about what they're doing. In other words, they would let their light shine. I know this sounds like a pipe dream, thinking that everyone in the world would be able to let their light shine, but I thought about it. Letting your individual light shine eliminates one person from being the way that these other people are, correct? It starts with you. Think about that for a second. So let's say I work at I'm a doctor. And if I'm letting my light shine, then I'm treating my patients the way that I would want to be treated. It's not about the money. I'm going to take everything, every precaution, use every skill that I have gained to help my patients as if they were mine, as if they were me. Same thing with doctors, lawyers. Same thing with insurance people, bankers, financial people. Think about it. If a financial advisor treated your money as if it was his own, he would act differently, wouldn't he? That's all I'm saying. It sounds like a pipe dream, but maybe it's not really a pipe dream. Because if we all stood in front of the mirror and said, what can I do to let my light shine? And say, you know what? If I treated everybody the way I want to be treated, do unto others, so to speak, and using my gifts, then I've already made a difference. Then I've taken my lamp, my light, from underneath the table and put it on top of it. You know, as we look around this world and we see all the issues of this world, and there's a lot of issues. Everything that I mentioned is going on in this world now, and it's magnified. Everything is magnified right now. The problems are worse than they've ever been. And I'm not even going to talk about some of the hot button issues that are on the news right now. But it is vital that we as children of God let our light shine, because the world isn't seeing that a lot right now. They're not seeing people go to the doctor and they don't feel like they're being treated the way they should be. They don't feel like the doctor has their best interests at heart. If you pull up next to a police officer, do you feel safe? And it could be a good police officer, but you just don't know. When you go and try and buy an insurance policy or something like that, do you feel like they're giving you the right policy, giving you the right information for you to make the right decision? There's so much going on in this world, and if you did what you're supposed to do, use your gift according to the will of God, then you'll make a difference. One person at a time, one light at a time. But if you notice, if you're in a dark room and you cut one light on, it lights up the room. But if you cut two lights on, it's even brighter. Three lights, it's even brighter. So your one light added to somebody else's light, added to someone else's light, illuminates far more than you realize. And that's what I'm saying today, Lord. We need to let our light shine. Now, this is part one. Part two, I'm going to get into the spirituality of light, letting your light shine. But I just wanted to take it on a human level so that we could at least understand what Jesus was preaching about in Matthew 5, 14 through 16. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this word, Lord. Thank you for guiding us and leading us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the gifts that you've given us, the abilities that you have given us. Help us to allow our lights to shine, Lord. Touch our hearts, touch our minds. Have us to be a blessing to others, Lord, so that you can be glorified according to your word. We ask, Lord, that this word will go forth, and many will hear it, Father, and when they hear it, they'll understand. Father, open our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our heart to receive your word. May you be glorified in the Lord. We thank you and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.